The Americas Today. My name is Kern Stanley. OAS Radio would like you to share in celebrating with the Commonwealth of Bahamas in their 36th anniversary of independence. We now welcome His Excellency Cornelius A. Smith, Bahamas U.S. Ambassador and Permanent Representative to the Organization of American States. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Once again, Ambassador, best wishes to you and the Bahamas on your anniversary of independence.
Thank you very much. As you know, the 10th of July represents the 36th anniversary of the country's independence. And His Excellency Arthur Hanna, Governor General of the Bahamas, has used the theme for this year towards a more loftier goal. Mr. Gibson, who penned the words to the national anthem, used these phrases as a way of encouraging Bahamians to not only work towards the building and development of the country itself, but more importantly, the development of the human spirit. To work towards a loftier goal really, in my view, means that we ought to begin to look at what can we do to make the Bahamian person a much better individual in terms not only of his economic standing in the community, but more importantly, what kind of community is he living in? Is that community a more wholesome community? What about his social integration into the economic life of the community? It's these higher goals that we need to begin to work on. And so I encourage Bahamians everywhere to recognize that the purpose of us in life is to do what we can for mankind as opposed to only do what we can for ourselves.
And this is important throughout the Caribbean because the natural resource may not be enough to sustain. So maximizing on the human resource becomes essential.
Absolutely. Governments around the world, but particularly governments in the Caribbean, must recognize that we must put people first, that there must be economic justice, that there must be social inclusion, that people ought to feel free to be living in a society that is free from crime and violence, that they would have the opportunity to reach their maximum potential. These are the areas that I think that governments must begin to focus their attention on. Because as we begin to develop the whole man, we begin to really find purpose for our existence.
Does the mission have any events planned?
Yeah, we are celebrating the 36th anniversary here at the OAS, the Halls of the Americas. And Bahamians have been invited to attend, and we look forward to seeing them attending. We're also inviting them to come to a church service on Sunday. Because, you know, one of the things that we have always to do is to give God thanks for the blessings that He has provided to us. And as a country, He's provided many blessings. And so on Sunday the 12th, we want to show appreciation and give Him thanks for that. And we invite Bahamians to that.
Certainly. Now, you've been at the Bahamian Mission here in Washington for just over a year and a half. What has your experience been thus far? And maybe a little bit on how you've been able to connect with the diaspora here in the U.S.?
Well, first of all, in terms of mobilizing Bahamians in the U.S., we have had an outreach program in which we have called on Bahamians everywhere, first of all, to register. It's very important that in times of what I call heightened security, that we are able to identify Bahamians where they are and make contact with them, not only for our sake, but certainly for the sake of their parents and their loved ones back home. And so I would like to make this appeal to Bahamians everywhere in the United States, wherever you are. Contact the mission in